On today's Tuesday edition of Farm Time, a portion of an interview I aired on the Early Bird Saturday with Chris Reynolds. Mr. Reynolds, farmer from Montgomery County, Illinois, is Midwest Director for American Farmland Trust. He received the Mike Plummer Environmental Award from the Illinois Corn Growers Association at their annual meeting a few weeks ago. In our interview, we talked about cover crops, including the fall covers for Spring Savings Program.
There's 190,000 acres available this year. We started out 6 years ago with 50,000 acres available, so we've seen some growth. We still have a ways to go, I think, to meet the demand for the program.
Many farmers still haven't bought into the cover crop program.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen some growth in the adoption of new conservation practices, specifically cover crops. But certainly, you know, especially right now with the farm economy being where it's at, it's even more challenging to try to encourage farmers to take on something new. I think one of the biggest obstacles for a lot of farmers is just the additional management aspects of doing something like cover crops. So we certainly have a lot of work to do, you know, to show the economic, to show the benefits, the environmental benefits of these practices. There's just so many good things about them that it's, you know, I think we have to get them in front of more farmers and also just figure out a way for them to work for their system, you know, meet farmers where they're at. We know that not all farmers are going to want to do cover crops, and that's okay.
Let's talk about the different conservation practices that you folks utilize.
Been doing conservation on the farm in some manner for a long time, but started out as a conventional farmer, you know, doing a lot of tillage in the fall and certainly, you know, tillage in the spring. You know, we had grass waterways, we had filter strips on the farm, CRP practices, you know, pollinator habitat. But in 2012, 2013, started to no-till soybeans and then started to use cover crops ahead of soybeans on the farm. Now most of those acres are getting cover crops in the fall if possible, and then no-tilling the soybeans and minimal tillage ahead of the corn. And it also has significantly reduced my nutrient management practices and went from all fall applied anhydrous ammonia to spring applied and split applied. So I'm applying half of it at planting, the other half via side dress.
According to the Illinois Department of Ag website, you can still submit an application for the fall covers for Spring Savings Program until next Wednesday, January 15th. I'm Mike Perrine.